Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. We have an update for you on the case of the missing Two Rivers girl found in Wyoming last weekend. Newly filed criminal complaints reveal details about how two men allegedly took a 16-year-old girl from Manitowoc County and were eventually tracked down in Wyoming. According to the complaint, a witness told police she'd been texting with the girl, who said she was on the road for the safety of her family. The girl reportedly texted that she'd been awoken to a photo of a gun pointed at the home where she was staying. The witness told police the girl's boyfriend had become involved in a drug cartel, and the girl believed she was being followed. Two Rivers police said the girl's family called police on November 28th to report her missing after they hadn't heard from her and she didn't show up for work. Surveillance footage shows the girl leaving with a Hispanic man in a car with California plates. Two Rivers police tracked the girl's phone and determined she had been taken out of Wisconsin. They worked with law enforcement partners to send alerts to the states the juvenile was traveling in or headed toward. Authorities used a license plate reading camera to identify the suspected vehicle. State troopers in Wyoming found the girl the following day and arrested two men who claimed they'd been hired to take the girl to Utah and possibly California. The two men were charged in Manitowoc County Court on Monday with abduction charges. According to the complaint, a note was found in the girl's bedroom after her disappearance, which detailed a plan that was communicated to her on how she would be discreetly taken from the custody of her father. Green Bay firefighters are sparking the holiday spirit throughout local neighborhoods with festive parades and their Gifts for Teens program. From now to December 12th, people can donate new, unwrapped gifts at any Green Bay fire station. Great gift ideas for teens include hoodies, phone accessories, reusable water bottles, beauty products, and sports equipment. The department is also hosting a number of neighborhood parades. Look for them around 6 p.m. next week, Monday through Thursday, in neighborhoods from Alloway to West Green Bay. A joint drug bust in Manitowoc County results in what authorities believe is the largest seizure of fentanyl in Wisconsin state history. Two men from Arizona were convicted after a search of their vehicle during a traffic stop in Manitowoc County revealed more than 43 pounds of fentanyl, with a street value close to $6 million. Police say the deadly drugs were disguised as prescription medication. A third man is in custody awaiting future court proceedings. The Green Bay Packers announced that quarterback Jordan Love has been selected as the team's club winner for the 2025 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The award is the league's most prestigious honor, recognizing players who excel on the field and demonstrate a commitment to making a positive impact beyond the game. Love's Hands of Love initiative aims to empower children from all backgrounds to participate in sports, raise awareness about mental health and suicide prevention, and foster stronger relationships between law enforcement and the communities they serve, all causes deeply personal to him. Love also donates cleats to an entire youth sports team for every touchdown scored during the season. In its first year, the Cleats for Love program donated more than 1,300 pairs of cleats to 26 Wisconsin teams. Love also hosts the Green Bay Charity Softball Game, youth football camps, winter coat drives, and shopping sprees like the one at Dick's Sporting Goods in Green Bay last Tuesday. Just a few more to add to the list of reasons why Packer fans are feeling the love. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers over the Bears in a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Green Bay over Chicago, 28-21. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams attempting a pass in the end zone to tie the game up, but Packers defensive back Keyshawn Nixon with the interception to clinch the win. I asked him what he saw.
We was in like a zero call, and my guy went behind the backfield, and I was chasing. And I saw the tight end free, so I knew he was the only person to get the ball. So I just ran to me through the ball. I thought he was going to overthrow it over me, and then I jumped, and I was like, oh, I can't grab it. I just grabbed it.
The Packers, now 9-3-1, back in first place in their division. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Took a full 60 minutes, and we're fortunate that we made a play when we needed to at the end of the game. But, it was a back-and-forth battle, particularly in that second half.
Up next, they're on the road to Denver to face the Broncos. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Marquette over the weekend. Tomorrow, they fly to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers Wednesday night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with a few off and on snow showers today. We'll get to around 23 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, some snow with around an inch, maybe a little more possible in spots. Our low down to 18. Tomorrow, a little more snow in the afternoon with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.